Welcome to Hammer Down!
Holy shit.
We'll get to that in a second. Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate Thunder. I'm Toad Diggs.
The baby Toad.
I don't know whose voice that is, but that, that face right there. That man's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
What?
Today, Tony.
What?
Would you smoke 30 packs of Marlboro Reds this weekend?
Yeah, dude. You back
dude,
at the
I literally
shipyard?
Lost my voice like the end of the draft. Woke up Saturday morning. It was completely gone.
Well, you sound good. I think it's a really cool voice. It's just I got to get used to it.
Again. Yeah.
It's not great.
Are you just taking on, you know, overtime at the shipyard just to, you know, make money both ways? Or are you back in there huffing paint?
Fuck off, Bruce.
Fair play.
That man's Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Got a game seven tonight.
Game seven tonight first.
Ow.
Shouldn't have made you do that. Shouldn't have made you do that. Honor, how are we?
Tony, we got the Lakers going on this fucking second.
Yeah, we do.
We got LeBron playing Steph again. That's fucking good.
Huge week.
Yeah.
Huge week. Game seven's tonight. Fucking Eastern Conference Celtics, Sixers.
Is Embiid out?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They keep saying Shams like put something out this morning. He might play.
Well, it's always back and forth. It's back and forth.
If Shams said it, then maybe not.
Awesome times because the Western Conference basketball is going to be awesome. The Eastern Conference, not as like appealing to the consumer, I would say.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the Embiid injury is a big, big...
Like, if Embiid doesn't play, like, Celtics, Sixers, and in Miami, and...
Yeah, is Randall... How long is Randall?
Miami and Knicks, Bruce, no offense to either of those teams. I don't see them winning the championship.
The Knicks are laying seven in game two, which makes me believe in... I believe that, you know, the common knowledge is that Julius Randall is good to go. Jimmy Butler is now day-to-day... with an ankle as well. He injured it. He kept playing, but he rolled it pretty badly there in the second half.
He's good.
Yeah, I don't know. And then Bam Adebayo has a hamstring, so I feel like the rumblings are that like either one of the two or both are not feeling great today.
I just saw Himmy walking around New York City, a video of it. He looks good. I mean,
yeah, okay, he'll go. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll fucking go. I mean, they're nothing without him. Like it's a little like
God, seriously, they're nothing.
Like, I thought you guys had that one yesterday though, Bruce.
For a while,
they looked great in the first half. You know, it's always like it seems like nowadays when we start these series, the teams have to feel out how to deal with Mitchell Robinson offensively, and then once they do, usually it's a lot of bringing their center up high in the pick and roll game, get him out of the paint, you know, a little bit more susceptible. But yeah, Jalen Brunson 0-for-7 from three. No Julius Randle. We're not beating anybody.
Go on.
It's kind of, I was thinking about you guys this morning. You specifically.
Me?
Yeah, you. Okay.
What were you thinking, Tony?
You and the fucking kick around gangbacker. I'll make a pick and it'll be whoa, turning your back on so and so team. Who was one of the teams that you always bet on last year?
In what sport?
The NHL.
The Bolts?
You'll say, is Bob in that?
Oh, the Panthers?
Yeah, and you turned your back on them.
Meow.
Nope.
Yep.
They took Bob out of net. They gave up on Bob. That's not my fault. Yeah. Once Bob wasn't the starter anymore, they weren't my Panthers.
I knew you're gonna,
fair.
I knew you were gonna have an answer for that.
And I do have a soft spot for the Bruins.
Why is it?
I'm like that with the Steelers too, though. Yeah. Like I have a soft spot.
I respect it.
You're a Mick Bastard deep down, and it's a damn shame.
Yeah, I am a Red Sox fan, so that kind of explains it.
So far,
and a Seas fan.
The Bucks and the Bruins, yeah. The two number one seeds in the Eastern Conferences, have been eliminated.
Crazy.
One of those teams had the best regular season of all time in the sport. That was wild. That was awesome. That was
yep. And it all points back that the Mavericks are frauds and a complete disgrace for tanking and not playing in the playing
game. Bruce, how long do you have that sitting in drafts for?
Oh, man, I was ready with that
one. I saw you tweet that. I said, fuck yeah, I like that. That's
just true. I was literally sitting there mad at the Mavericks organization.
Tell me the now
as the Panthers.
Now the Nuggets have played really well. They played really well in game one against the Suns. But in a world, you don't think in a world that
you have Luka and Kyrie for God knows how long. They might not even be back next year.
You play to win the game. Okay?
Terrible.
It is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it is. They should have to forfeit their pick.
How'd the weekend go? I had a really good Friday. Went undefeated in baseball, actually. Didn't make any... There was like... Draft betting was done. They didn't really put up anything for the weekend.
Yeah, there was nothing.
And then I didn't bet baseball Saturday or Sunday. How did footy go? How the weekend go?
Sunday was good for footy. Saturday not so good.
Yeah.
MLS is starting to catch on to us, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no. A couple weekends in a row, they've gotten us.
Hi, good call on the double chance. Hi Duke did work a draw. Kind of bullshit VAR in Croatia. You never know what's going on. Everyone's paying everybody, so they got the draw there, 0-0. I'm Ohiduk, Sam Ohiduk.
I don't know what you guys, everyone says, yeah, we don't know about the draft. We'll see in a few years. Steelers won. I'll see you guys in Vegas. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, the Giants murdered it, but
Giants had a great draft.
I think, Mitt, you probably feel the same way, that it's tough to be like, oh, man, what an unbelievable Giants draft, when Howie Roseman's just actively ruining both of our lives.
I mean, okay, the Cowboys did nothing to improve their fucking team. No one thought they would.
What about Deuce?
Yeah, Deuce
Bond. What about fucking Mozzie Smith?
I mean,
yeah, Mozzie Smith.
They needed a running back. They needed an interior D line.
They got it.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see in like 4 fucking years. But yeah, Howie Roseman is just literally turning the Georgia Bulldogs defense that just was fucking.
And they still got it. They still got to win one. They still haven't won one with
all those guys. True.
Of all those picks that they made, the best one personally in my mind is the 7th round pick that they made on fucking DeAndre Swift, who I believe in my mind. Now everyone got mad at me on the internet for saying he's going to be really good in Philly. Oh, okay. For what, 4 weeks? Okay.
No, he's unbelievable. He's one of the best pass catching running backs in the league.
Watch his highlights.
Just watch him play. He's ridiculous on a swing route out of the back.
Personally, I think he's better than Miles Sanders. So personally, I think they got better at the position.
Where is Miles Sanders now?
Carolina.
And also, I mean, he just came off an injury-ridden year. Usually you don't see those back-to-back. He's probably going to go for a couple thousand fucking yards.
Like, he is small and kind of seems like he might not, like, practice and all that.
Bruce.
I mean, I can hope.
Who else do they have in the running back room besides him?
They have who we took is over in the Super Bowl because he kept hitting it.
Kenneth Gainwell,
thank you. Yeah. And also the thorn in the side of the New York Giants, Boston Scott.
They get Penny from the Seahawks too, I think.
Did they?
He's coming back.
They did.
He's a bit of a horse.
So that's why the Seahawks took
I don't know if Boston Scott is officially signed back.
Well, he might not be. I don't know.
He's not allowed to play for anybody else.
Yeah. These are the rules.
I don't think he is.
They used to have Darren Sproles, too. They kind of have had that type of guy forever.
They have.
But yeah, you know, good luck to DeAndre Swift. Stay off that tip line.
Good luck to... And good job, I should say, to everyone. All the teams that drafted players this weekend. Yep. You all killed it.
I'm fired up about Jalen Hyatt at 77. Anytime a guy is mocked to you at 25, it is very nice to get him at 77.
I agree.
You guys also got another fucking receiver that I think could be really good.
They picked up undrafted
UDFA,
Bryce Ford
Wheaton. He could be super good.
I've not jerked it to his highlights yet, so that's on good. The docket, yeah.
How did the Dolphins get fucking Texas A&M running back? That's all.
Just the fastest players possible. Hey,
that's a good move.
Yeah, it was a fun draft weekend. We had no gambling-wise, no odds changed. It's shocking. And there was no real bets on the weekend. It was just like, will this team team draft?
I think I've been doing well on baseball on this program, but I've lost like every bet I've placed for the last like 2 weeks.
Stetson Bennett was plus 14 Hines to go on the fourth.
Yeah, crazy.
I couldn't lay a bet on that because I had no idea where he was going to go. Yeah. I believe DJ was on the show like a month ago and said that round.
Maybe. I mean, DJ, mental note.
That was on fire.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah's absolutely dialed.
He was dialed in this year, yeah.
He's got a 6-iron in his hand from 205, and he's putting that thing a foot to the floor.
Also, I was looking at a 2024 NFL mock draft. Basically, what this is right now, just lock it in for next year, too.
What do you mean?
Like, Stroud and Bryce Young were the favorites this time last year. Caleb Williams, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr.
So there was Will Anderson was number one.
If you had to like guess right now, though, like who's the worst team in football at the end of the season?
So they have the Cardinals picking number one and number two in this mock. Colts and Commanders are up there. Titans.
Because of the Texans?
Does Richardson start week one?
Oh, yeah.
Tank for Caleb Williams,
I believe.
Makes sense for the Commanders.
I think Richardson did say, Ballard or whoever, I thought I said he's starting. Maybe. I could be wrong.
He'll probably turn it into a...
But no, they have predicted the worst teams to be the Cardinals again, which makes sense. Kyler Murray isn't playing for at least half the year.
Yeah.
The Texans again, that could be. Colts again, could be.
I think there was some scuttlebutt that the Commanders, might be actively tanking for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, they have them picking four right here and taking Drake May. I assume he's going to go hard.
I saw
Matt Corral ask for a trade.
Oh, damn it.
Who'd he ask? The assistant GM?
Whoever's on the Panthers or someone.
Yeah, how does that work? You ask like your positions coach because you can't get a direct line?
Matt, why don't you just hang out and fucking play there for a little bit? See what happens. See if you know.
Seriously.
I mean, but that was a draft. And we'll... It was cool.
It was cool.
It was cool.
It was cool. It is funny how like the only having 15 first round grades kind of makes it better because there's no like, damn, we should have.
Yeah.
Should have, could have, would have. It's like, hey, we got our guys.
Yeah, we did.
It's nice. It's a nice positive aftertaste.
Feels good today, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does.
You guys got a first round pick next year?
We'll be back.
Okay. Nice.
Good. All right, let's do playoffs, you know?
All right.
Right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Playoffs?
Yeah.
Sure.
They're playoffs. They're what you play for.
Playoffs?
Let's do playoffs. Let's start with the NBA, okay?
Okay.
Start with the NBA. Tonight, two games. Sixers are in Boston for game one of that series. 10 is the spread, so I believe that's confirming that Embiid is not playing tonight.
Down to 9.5.
Down to 9.
Back up to 10.
Back up to 10. Moving. Embiid lists his game time decision, but the line is telling me otherwise. I don't know. Dude, I think we stay away from this one.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to like about the 76ers without Joel Embiid, but I do lean to the 10 just because it is 10 in a playoff game. I'll go straight to the player prop market.
Brother. Hell yeah, it will.
My favorite angle because of the big spread and the possibility of the sort of blowout. Derek White over 13.5 is my favorite spot in this one.
I like it.
I believe he has 18 points in, maybe three of the last six or so. So I think his minutes will trend up, in the 30s, and I think he'll get his share of buckets and go over the 13.5.
Okay.
I kind of hate this game because Joel Embiid's not playing and it's a 10-point spread. So I'm going to take the over full game of 213.5. Joel Embiid's not playing. He's probably their best defender. I mean, they kind of base their defense outside in or inside out. And then so I'm taking that. And then I'm hoping that Philly actually just comes out and shoots the shit out of the ball because Joel Embiid's not on the floor. They're going to need Maxey to go off and Harden to go off. So let's go.
And then the Suns and Nuggets. I wanted to take the Nuggets again. I did. But that doesn't feel like how the series is going. It doesn't feel like the Suns are going to go down 2-0. It really does. So,
yep. Also, remember ratings, that this is all baked and cooked. Put on your conspiracy hat.
What's this guy's problem?
The NBA wants this thing 7.
All right. Well, give me the, I actually have a bet in for the Nuggets, but on this program, I'm going to say Suns.
What the fuck? Holy fuck.
What?
No, I'll stick to my guns. Give me the Nuggets. Yeah,
take the Nuggets.
Give me the Nuggets.
Suns plus 4. Give me the Suns. Bounce back.
Are you taking the 4, Tony?
Nah. Yeah.
You're taking a money line?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'm taking Phoenix plus the 4. You're going to give me 4 points and Kevin Durant. I will take it every time.
Okay.
I, too, am on the Suns plus the 4. I do feel like a mark, which I guess is when you're sitting next to a mark and you're going third pick, same pick, it might be a bad sign. But the real determiner for me is that the Suns had 16 turnovers to the Nuggets 9 last game.
Yeah.
Protect
the program.
Yeah, I think they'll clean it up and keep it close.
Okay.
75% of the bets and 80% of the handler on the Sixers.
Yeah, I did also see that.
Yeah, I'll lay the 9.5 with the Celtics.
Fair play.
Yeah, I almost did too.
What's going on, man? That's spooky.
Tens of spooky. Fucking shit.
You know what else is spooky, Bruce?
Winter's cold where I'm from. We got a game 7 in the tri-state area, boys. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. He's back at the shipyard. He's taking night shifts.
Gumps, are you fucking with me?
What do you want from me, dude?
When you first spoke, no, I was looking down at my phone. I thought it was Mitt. I had to look back. What? And I was like, his lips aren't moving. What's going on? Yeah. And I looked up and it was yours.
Dude, it went like halfway through the draft. I woke up Saturday. I couldn't get a word out.
I talked to you this morning. You sounded great.
This morning I did?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did. Better. You didn't sound like this.
Didn't sound much better.
Oh, man.
But you didn't notice this morning when you did your preview?
No, he sounded fine.
I haven't said a word since I talked to you.
Is this a fucking gimmick?
It's true.
Couldn't be gimmick. I'm telling you, this guy sounded.
You're saying he's
clear as day.
You're saying
morning.
You did a test call this morning and he didn't sound like this.
Did not.
That's interesting.
Now, granted, he was in the gym. Do you guys call it the gym? I know you call it the washroom. So I don't know if he had a different name for gym too. But he was in the bathroom at the gym this morning. He called it the washroom.
All right, what do you,
so maybe the echo.
What do you call
made it? Sound a little better.
What do you call the gym?
The gym. Fuck off. Christ.
What do we have tonight?
Man, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm shook.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Don't do it, Nick.
There's one game tonight, boys.
Don't go breaking my heart.
And it's for all the marbles.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go breaking my.
Wait, hold on. Why is Bruce not wearing his fucking khaki?
Kind of disappointed.
They lost. I might tweet the clip. But.
Very disappointed that Bruce isn't wearing it. This is the greatest time of the year in my mind in the hockey world. When we get near the end of the first round, we get all these game 7s, boom, 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 boom in a row.
Boom, boom,
and
boom.
Honestly, after that Bruins defeat last night, I don't think anyone, I know people cared, but it didn't seem like it. People were so emotionally exhausted or entertained by that Bruins loss that I don't think anyone gave a shit about Seattle knocking off the defending Stanley
Cup champions. We did, bro. We were smoking crack.
Yeah. We were smoking a lot
There's
of crack.
Nothing better than a nice long hit of crack even on a Gump, Sunday
That's
night.
Why his voice is fucked up. Gump, yeah, he's smoked
smoking
so much
crack. I almost smoking feel bad crack all night. For the crackheads because they're not getting their moment. It feels like every time they do something cool, it just gets overshadowed.
Well,
regardless, they're taking on the Stars the next round. Gump is going to be pissed. He already did not like Seattle. I can't wait for the inner hatred to come out and you guys to see how bad this guy. It's tough to tell who he hates more, Toronto or Seattle.
Toronto.
All right. Well, we'll find out. As far as tonight goes.
Oh, wait. Nick, before we get into tonight, so the Crack House did, the Crackheads did take out my favorite team, the Avalanche.
Yeah.
So
yep. As voted on by the fans and listeners
of the Talk.
Yeah, years ago.
And so I now have to place a new ticket on who's going to lift up Lordo.
Yep.
Yeah. I was looking through the teams, mm-hmm. and it seems like there is one clear-cut best fucking team.
The Leafs.
of all time. Well, yeah, it seems like the best franchise of all time really does need a new fan. And I think I'm going to be a Toronto Maple Leafs fan.
I love it. This fits you.
Oh, yeah. Who's your favorite player, man?
Play, to be honest.
Nick, who's my favorite player?
Me. And a baby, man.
Mitt, you do love, you were telling me this morning how much you love Austin Matthews.
Yeah, best friends. I was trying to pod you up.
I was just surprised there were still games yesterday after they won the Cup Saturday night.
Hell yeah, we did.
Hey-o.
Well, Mitt, a lot of people consider the Leafs to be the Dallas Cowboys of the NHL, so this makes a lot of sense for you. It fits your brand perfectly. I'm excited for you, man. You found a lifelong partner here. Hopefully they don't disappoint you.
Hopefully no, Leafs.
Not. Having said that, as for tonight, it's quite simple, really, in my eyes. You look at the last couple Game 7s that we just witnessed. I like the team that's going in with all the momentum. I will be on the Rangers tonight. Hey. I like the team that wins Game 6 going into Game 7. It's not like this series has been a big home ice advantage series, so give me the Rangers.
Personally, I hate to disagree, but I'm on the Devils.
Yeah.
Personally, I would love for the Devils to win, but I am going with what I think. The team has all the momentum, even though they look dead. They look so dead before Game 6. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Game 6, they brought back the
left. Shots. Explosives.
Not quite, but they look good. And then, so I will ride with Brucey.
They look like that
because
you wore your khakis and vest. That's why they look like
they
that.
They lost.
Yeah, well, they didn't see it they got until after the game. They were like, nothing. Oh, after the game, we saw that Bruce Brown was wearing the pants and the vest.
Yeah.
We will show up for him next
game. Yeah, well, guess what? There's going to be a lot of white button-downs, blue vests and khakis in New Jersey tonight. 4-1 last five game sevens. 8-1 last nine elimination
games. That means nothing.
Give me... It does.
Completely different it roster. It
does. I mean, they... Yeah, went through a few of them last season.
Zibanejad was there. Kreider was there as well.
But I get it. And now Patty Kane has finally woken up. Patty Kane's
never been in a playoff series before.
So. That's
he was giving a puck away.
He's like drank he out of Lordo. He also looks emancipated. Can we get that guy a Big Mac?
Emaciated?
Emaciated?
Were you watching?
He looks skinny.
Were you watching?
I don't think he was.
Were you watching a Will Smith film?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Great movie.
Yeah,
movie. I'm getting out of here.
Lad, what say you?
Yeah, I'm on the Devils.
Okay. He's on the Devils.
Good luck, lads.
Let's go Rangers, baby. Oh.
2-2 tonight.
Good luck to your
stars. I hate that you have to face the Crackhouse.
Hey.
That's tough for the Kraken.
Let's go to the Diamond, okay? What say you? We go to the Diamond?
Go on.
Only one place to go.
Braves are up 9-7 in this one. In the first game, they will be playing two. Let's play two. Old Chucky ball game goes against Tyler McGill. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm out. It's too rich.
You're not taking Chuck?
No, he's minus a half, first five.
You guys know the rules. Down 9-7 in the first game. Give me the Mets. Minus 102.
Okay, I don't hate that. I don't hate that.
Yeah, you were thinking Braves, but
I was, but that's not happening.
Goes both ways.
Let's see here. Drew Smyly goes against Mackenzie Gore. Drew Smiley's been good this year. Mackenzie Gore's been good this year. Cubbies, I believe, have lost three straight. I don't like a side here. I almost took the Nats.
No way. Cubs are only 14-13 all of a sudden.
I almost took the Nats.
Give me Cubbies first five money line minus 125.
Maybe I'll say fuck it and take the Nats right now.
Do it. You won't.
What price am I getting here?
Not rich enough.
Not enough.
Let me see
not
here.
Not enough. Plus 112.
You already had your one bet on the Nats this year.
Was that game one? I'll take the Nats first five plus a half.
All right.
Fuck it. I mean, you know, there's not that many games tonight. I only had one other pick, so we'll go there. Cal Quantrill goes against Domingo Germán. I think both ERAs are in the fives here. The Yankees haven't been great. I'm going to stay away.
No, they lost 15-2.
Whoa.
I like the Yanks first five money line.
Hell yeah. Have fun.
You're not on it?
No, I mean, can't be losing 15-2. They're lucky that the Rangers are in the playoffs. Otherwise, people are going to get real pissed off in the Bronx.
Red Sox and Yanks are tied right now, Bruce.
Yeah, we're last in the division. Best division in baseball. Last in the division. That's unacceptable any time you're putting on the pinstripe.
Interesting times, to be honest.
Very interesting times. I mean, when the Pirates and Orioles are both 20-9, I think, it's interesting times. And the Rangers are fucking killing it.
Yeah, the sky's green. We get it, all right?
All right. Berrios goes against Kluber. That's Toronto and the Bo Sox that we were speaking of and the AL East that we were speaking of. I don't like either pitcher, so I don't like a side.
Kluber looked good last time out. Give me Red Sox first 5.5.
Berrios has looked good the last three. I do not trust Kluber as far as you can throw him. I like the Blue Jays tonight.
Hey, San Fran is in Houston. Ross Stripling goes against Louis Garcia. Oh, boss, Stripling's got a 70 RA. This is my one pick for the night. I'll go full game run line on the fucking Stros.
I got nothing on this one.
Yeah.
I'm on the Giants +5.5.
That's a bullshit pick, and you know it.
Why? Why is it a bullshit pick? They dropped both of the games to the Padres in Mexico City, but the Astros are banged up, and I just think it'll be a tight ball game.
Okay.
One run ball game. I like the Giants full game 1.5 as well.
Okay. Luke Weaver and Blake Snell. How do we feel about Cincy and San Diego?
I'm not laying a half with Blake Snell. No, not the way he's been going.
Neither.
No.
And then Taijuan Walker goes against Tony Gonsolin, who makes his second start of the year. And I don't like this game either.
Give me the Dodgers first 5 money line.
All right.
Yep. I'm on the
Dodgers anyway.
Yeah. I'm on the Dodgers full game.
Okay.
Ooh.
To recap, I'm on the Houston Astros full game run line and the Nats first 5.5.
Cubs first 5 money line, Yanks first 5 money line, Sox first 5.5, Dodgers first 5 money line.
Yeah, Bruce.
Sorry, there, Gumps. I'm on the Mets as long as they lose this first game, which looks like they will. Then I'm on the Blue Jays full game money line, the Giants first 5.5, and the Dodgers full game money line.
We haven't been
reiterating.
Yes, thank you. We haven't been reiterating. Jesus, Anthony, use your brain.
There it is.
I did it.
But now that it is basically baseball season, draft's over. It's baseball season once we get out of the playoffs, but. We are whittling down to where there's only 4 teams left on each side of those playoffs. But few and far between. It's almost. We got the Derby this weekend or what?
Yeah, we do. First weekend of May every year.
You started watching the highlights yet? Or
I have not dove in, but I will, Tony.
I do know that you will.
Yeah. Let's put a due date on that.
Let's go.
Do that.
We go.
Good for Finau getting back in the winner's
Tony
cycle.
Finau.
I said that this morning. That win. Tony Finau winning the Mexican Open was the most like
Mexico Open
was the most like, hey, Tony, you're due to win a tournament that not a lot of people are caring about. There you go.
Yeah.
Rombo went low yesterday.
He shot a 61 course record, his career low.
What's his earnings for the year? Like 15 schmil already?
Yeah, already. I think that's over his last year earnings.
It is. He's him so and Scooter already. I mean,
he's so filthy, dude.
We do that,
one of my greatest, just to give myself
disappointment.
A little. Oh, no, just being early on John Rahm is one of my most proud.
When were you on John Rahm?
2020, COVID times. bet him to win the Memorial and then ran it back at the BMW Championship. He's been the best golfer in the world ever since, Tony. They told me he was too hot-headed.
They did say that. We will have the Junkies back on Wednesday. We have an elevated event this weekend.
AT&T Byron Nelson.
Byron Nelson.
Why'd they elevate
at Quail Hollow. Quail Hollow is a nice course.
Quail Hollow is a nice course.
We don't have... No, there's no footy. Is there footy anymore?
All week, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's go.
Gimme.
I think Arsenal bounces back against Chelsea. Okay. Arsenal money line. Lens money line against Toulouse, and then Real Madrid draw no bet at Real Sociedad.
Okay.
Gotcha. Did you see what happened, Tony?
No, what happened?
Liverpool in the 94th minute.
4-3.
I need a new squad. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know if I should do it.
There's Bruce.
Just don't jump ship.
No, you're still like, it's not like you're like relegated. You're still like top six in the Premier League.
Fair, yeah.
Just need a new coach.
Yeah, fucking Burnley's got a new owner, though. They're going to come up.
Yeah, they are coming up. Found that out today.
Burnley's a good squad. They were a staple in the Premier League for a while.
Who's going down this year?
I think Southampton, actually.
Ooh. Ooh, sorry about it, Southampton.
It's not fucking A.
So Everton, maybe, too. I think they're close.
You got Arsenal. Yeah. Anything else?
The final four right now are Leeds, Nottingham Forest, Everton, and Southampton.
Leicester's down there, too. Christ. Leicester. Tottenham's kind of done. Or West Ham's dug their way out a little bit, which is good. Boy. Can't have Leicester go down. They're a staple, too.
Yeah, but
Everton.
Won't they just win
of those lower teams? Of those teams down there, fucking, you couldn't have West Ham or Leicester go down.
It's hard to say, Bruce, because they lose players, right? Guys don't want to play in the championship.
Everton's going down. It's wild. They've fucking...
Yeah, jeez.
They lost today. They lost today to Leicester in a huge game.
Yeah. Yep. And I guess it's time.
It's 2-1 at half, actually. It's not over yet.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's time for me to count my Arsenal to get relegated ticket as a loser.
Probably. I think that was one of your better tickets, but.
Gunners are runners.
Not a winner this year. Anything else there?
No.
Okay. Tuesdays are great. A lot of baseball on Tuesdays.
Yeah, more puck tomorrow as well.
There will be more
puck. Yeah, quick turnaround for the Kraken tomorrow.
By the way, I'm going to jump on it right now. I'm going to take the Lakers game one. The Warriors just played a seven-game series and have one day off. And Steve Kerr was talking to Steph like, hey, we need to get you rested, blah, blah, blah. This might be some tired legs in game one. I'm going to take the Lakers game one.
I mean, he barely played in the fourth quarter. He dropped 50 pretty early.
I know.
Yeah.
Lakers plus five.
Yeah.
I think he was He was sitting with like 8 minutes left.
Yeah, I know.
I think we can go ahead and put me down for Warriors in four or five.
Oh, wow.
I might go like
four or five.
Knicks and Warriors money line parlay, I feel like.
Yeah, laying seven is so gross.
Dude, that's the thing with the Celtics tonight, man. Like, I get Embiid's out, but second round of the playoffs, it's so many points.
Yeah. We don't even know who's out for the Heat that hasn't been out.
Yeah. See, like, there.
Seven is Jimmy fucking.
Yeah, what are we laying seven for? We got fucking Hardenstein out there.
Is Randall out still?
No, Randall's definitely back. But, like,
you don't know.
Like, Sixers, though. Like,
dude, the Bulls had the Heat on the ropes in the play-in game.
Oh, yeah. Harden, Maxey, Tobias Harris. You're like, oh, okay. Like, hey, Sixers can play. But then you get to, now PJ Tucker's a dog, okay?
Yeah, for maybe 14 minutes.
And then you got Paul Reed playing center. So,
Paul Reed probably.
Celtics center's not the best position they have.
Pretty good, though.
Horford was fucking 95 right now.
And the other guy.
Yeah, I mean.
Time Lord,
is he healthy?
Is he out?
He's good to go.
He's good to go.
Now?
Yeah, so. Well,
then, yeah, fucking honestly, I'll lay the fucking Celtics then. I don't give a shit. I'll wipe the town.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Whoa!
Go Rangers.
Go Rangers. You know, I'm on the Devils, but I want you to win.
And welcome to new Rangers Knicks fan, Aaron Rodgers. It's great to have you.
Oh, he was the bell of the ball.
Yeah, it is. It is just like a little strange. Like, I agree with Ty when he was like, it looks weird at number eight. He looks kind of weird courtside at the Knicks, but.
Super weird at number eight. Actually, they got a running back out of Pitt. Izzy Abaconda. Oh, that's not how you pronounce his last name. But
bit of a dog.
Yeah, bit of a dog. Chase Brown went to the Bengals. Bit of a dog.
That Joe Douglas is a bit of a dog.
Mo Ibrahim did not get drafted, which was...
That's surprising.
But he's a Lion now.
Lions got him?
Dude, that is such a classic Lion.
They paid him $100,000 to be a undrafted free agent.
That's it.
Malik Cunningham might be starting for the Patriots.
$200,000, Jesus.
$250,000 is like
honestly, the Lions man. Love.
No, we were talking about today how $200,000 is absurd.
All right, maybe I'm just going off of one person that I specifically know playing in the XFL right now that got $250,000.
That actually might be why
Daniel Jeremiah was like, we never paid guys more than $1,000.
That might be why though.
What?
XFL.
The XFL. Because, like, that league that failed, the Alliance or whatever.
Did quarterbacks get, like, 500,000?
Yeah, they did, like, 150K minimum. So, like, maybe those leagues have kind of, like, kind of raised the floor a bit.
Good point. But, yeah. Mo got 100K. Was the second biggest
that's
one.
That's just his bone. That's just for signing, right?
No. So, what's it called? Malik Cunningham got 30 for signing, 170.
Okay, so 30 guaranteed, 170 if he makes the team and plays on it. Yep. Okay.
If we sounded a little weird today, completely my fault.
So what happened?
I just noticed we had Zoom 2 on and up all show, but nothing really coming in or out of it, so it should be fine.
Is there F's in the chat?
I don't know. We wanted to play a video.
I don't know. I just got signed out. So. Work.
I'll turn around.
How does Hammer Down sign out? So, like, I can't end the show right now because I'm not signing. Now, Bill. I get a code. Hold on, I gotta get a code from Bill. No, actually, I'm in Mitt. We're good.
Okay.
We will be back tomorrow.
Yes.
For Tuesday, will. May 2nd.
Hell yeah.
Monday, May 1st was a good. It was a good show.
Mayday.
What is the trolley going by?
I mean, what do you want from me?
The nurse bringing you hot tea.
Living in a fucking
you ring, fucking ring.
Riot
tickets.
You're ringing the bell right, for your nurse luck. To come.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.